Hi, this is Steve from Survive to Thrive, a radio network. We hope you're finding the information on the Survive to Thrive radio program both beneficial and informative. Fridays will bring you replays of my most popular shows with occasional live appearances. We have our lineup for the rest of the week of talk show hosts together to give you the best information and points of view available on the radio. They're certainly the most pertinent and timely. Monday's Darren is on with his show Radical Health. Steve St. Clair and Darren are on Wednesday with Health Freedom. Russ Dizdar is on Tuesdays with Shatter the Darkness, and Hawks Talon is on Thursdays, and me on Fridays. So stay tuned to Survive to Thrive Network.com, or you can go to SteveQuayle.com. Click on the radio Listen Live at the top of the page of SteveQuayle.com to bring you to all the new sites, and especially to be able to click on the important radio information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, in these trying times, it's incredibly important to stay healthy. Keep yourself well nourished with organic fruits and vegetables, and remember to take Enerfood every day without fail. Drinking a healthy smoothie with Enerfood and coconut milk powder from EnerHealth Botanical provides you with easily absorbable nutrition from superfoods that are densely packed with essential nutrients, all of which support optimal health. The guys at EnerHealth continue to offer special pricing to our listeners. They also offer the Survival Pack and Herbal Emergency Packs, as well as their tasty immune-supporting coffee, Nutra Cafe, and their hot cocoa blend, Coco Mojo, which is one of my wife's favorites, both infused with immune-strengthening medicinal mushrooms. Now, they're wonderfully flavorful and very, very healthy. Check out all their specials at SurviveToThrive.net or click on the EnerHealth banner at SteveQuayle.com. In fact, listen, these guys have one of the best deals I've ever seen. They have their immune pack, which is one Enerfood, one coconut milk powder, and their daily immune support, which is on sale for $99.99. You save $32. Their Nutra Cafe is also on special this week, and it costs only $10.99. In addition, they are still offering 15% off on cases, and 10% you get just by being one of our listeners. That's a 25% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget, your body is your most important possession, and its optimal health stays very dependent upon being well hydrated with pure water. Now, the guys at Enerfood are selling the Big Berkey water filters, and you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238 to order any of their health specials or the Big Berkey water filter. What will you aid in achieving the best health possible is to stay informed. And never forget, everyone, that your body's the temple. Give it pure foods and beverages as God, nature, intended, and see your body, mind, and spirit once again enjoying the joyful state of health that is a blessing.
There are sounds in the air. Sounds are approaching. Sounds that will be heard. Sounds that won't be ignored. Sounds are approaching the land. Sounds are at the gate. They are over the waters. There are sounds in the village square. Sounds of soulful mourning. Hello, folks. Nathan Liao here, sitting in for Steve Quayle. Today is Friday, October the 8th. My website is watchmanscry.com. And real quick, I want to say that my new program is on every Tuesday night here on the Survive to Thrive Network. What's it about? Who am I? I'm a voice making a sound, delivering a warning to all. And here's the warning. Events are arriving. The judgment train is at the railroad crossing, and this train has a delivery. And when the cargo of this judgment train arrives, it is going to make a sound. If you happen to be a doubter or a scoffer, it doesn't matter. Your ears will hear sounds. Many sounds. Sounds that you should have been prepared to hear. Sounds that people will wish they never heard. Sounds that the watchmen and the voices and the prophets have warned about for years. Sounds of destruction. Sounds of nightmares. Sounds of terror. And the sounds of principalities and powers being released over the land of America, a land that rejected and had no love for the truth of God's word. Therefore, God gave them over to reprobate minds, and he sent to them a great delusion. And as this delusion is arriving, it is making a sound. And from the wall, I can see and observe that the land makes an offering to the world. The land of America at one time gave her bread to the world. She fed the world. It came from within her. She was the breadbasket to the nations. And today, while there may still be baskets of bread for sale, there are other things in those baskets. America's basket to the world now includes rotten fruit. It now includes deeds of wickedness and harlotry, abominations and murder, sexual misconduct and spiritual apostasy. And I challenge all of you that will listen to know a truth. And that truth is this. The deeds of the land have been observed from above. And the deeds of the land will not go unpunished. America's basket exports spiritual apostasy, lying doctrines dictated by demons and preached by shepherds and false prophets who lie and twist the truth. My friends, today the land of America has an appointment from the God of heaven. And as that appointment arrives, there will be sounds over the land of America. Sounds only heard in nightmares. And to everyone listening, please know that all of us, that includes you, it includes me, we all have an appointment with the God of heaven. And the things that you are doing in your life right now will be inventoried. You may feel that dismissing these words or trying to forget them will cancel your appointment, but make no mistake, my friend, there is nothing hid from his sight. I find it amazing that so many Americans claim to be Christians, but they ignore the reality of righteous judgment from the God of heaven. And so many people today are in denial. They are in a willing stupor, a willing blindness. They are hard hearts who lather themselves with denial. It's like the silly tactic of a 2-year-old child who says, "If I close my eyes, you won't see me." But my friends, who can hide from the God of heaven? America's basket to the world is an embarrassment to the heritage this country was founded upon. And in times past, our children went to public school and they learned their ABCs. They learned to jump rope and play tag. But today, in our schools, they have learned that God is dead. They're taught that they are animals. And after school is over, they all return home with condoms in their knapsacks. And I ask you this question, how long can this go on? In times past, the damsels, the young girls of America were taught to be virtuous and modest and to save themselves for holy matrimony. But today, America's girls are taught that nobility is dressing like a skank. And they're taught to have no shame. And now, Americans openly display themselves on their cell phone snapshots, unclothed and immodest on the internet. America's daughters have become harlots, and I ask, how long can this go on? In times past, America's boys pretended to be cowboys. They were taught about hard work and to be providers and to raise strong families. But today, America's boys have become sissified pansies, castrated metrosexuals with confused identities. And at age 30 or 40, they're guided by their testosterone, mired in sexual deviancy and addiction. And again, my friends, I ask, how long can this go on? The once strong nation of America is morally bankrupt, and the desire to worship the true God has gone by the wayside. And today, God is actually hated by many American citizens. The land of the free has become the land of heathens and pagans. And here's another question. At the present rate of America's moral demise, what will the inheritance be for America's grandchildren? 50 years from now, the God of heaven has looked down upon this situation and has said, "I don't think so." So my friends, let me explain what is going to happen. The plans of every American adult are about to be seized and rerouted to a different plan. And I know that I'm talking about America right now, but it's not only America that is going to be affected in this world. Because presently, all nations are guilty. And all nations are going to see an appointment with God. So, unless you know Captain Kirk, and unless he gives you the keys to the Enterprise spaceship, there's no escape. And here's the way it's going to play out, folks. Every resident of this planet has a path to walk. And depending on where you are with God, you are going to be on one of two paths. Now, the first path is for the church. The church of God is about to be judged. Judgment begins in the house of God, and that is what's happening right now. God is purging His church because many of the people who call themselves His children need to have their lives cleaned out and their closets cleaned out. So God is going to judge the church first. And as He does this, all of His children are going to find themselves on a path that is very rocky. They're going to find themselves on unsure situations. Situations where they will not be able to depend on self-confidence or on anything that they depend on in this world. So the path is going to get very uncomfortable at times. It's going to get scary at times. If you're a child of God, you will find yourself crossing a canyon, a rocky ledge, a rocky road. You may find yourself even walking through some deep water. But every person who calls themselves His child must cry out and discover His mercy on a personal, individual basis. So that's the first path. Now the second path is for everybody else. And this path applies to the ungodly. It applies to those who are not living for God and who do not love God. And those that choose to remain on this path will find that they are not walking along a ledge or a canyon or a rocky road. Those that hate God, those that have a disdain for His church and for His children, are going to find that their path is a walk on the plank. And God is going to punish the wicked and the scoffers who are His enemies. And as we look at the judgment of God that is presently in motion across the land, we can see famine arriving. And we can see that pestilence is going to arrive. And we can also see that the sword and war is going to arrive. And then finally, we can also see that those ravenous beasts, demonic, evil spirits, cackling demons that have been released upon the land, are going to be allowed to have a heyday over many cities and towns. Folks, the days are going to become darker and darker. And already, we can see that there's a spirit of Antichrist. We can see that this spirit is suffocating and it is overwhelming. And unfortunately, the churches have not taken up the baton and the mantle to fight this Antichrist spirit and this evil. They have not taken up the challenge to lead their people into the light. Instead, today's pastors have wimped out, and many of them are too caught up with their megachurch madness that they no longer take a stand against evil. They don't take a stand against abomination and against blasphemy. And that's why the glory of God has departed from so many churches today. That's why the words Ichabod should be spray painted on church signs today. This wickedness across the land is vile. And this wickedness is actually a part of the judgment. Because as part of the fourfold judgment, God sends forth ravenous wild beasts to consume the people. We're going to see the coming of evil beasts, evil spirits ravishing the land, overtaking many people, filling many people with fear and lies and deceptions and accusations. I get emails from many of you that tell me you're being haunted with these things. You're being haunted with these demonic spirits. You're being haunted with depression. You're trying to beat the antidepressant demon. You're trying, but it's hard. And I want you to know this, my friend. When you hear those lying voices in your ear, when they lie to you and they tell you that self-destruction is the only remedy, when they tell you that you must hurt yourself, those are lies from those evil spirits. And you need to fight them. You need to pray against them. You need to cry out to God. And you need to rebuke them in the name of Jesus and send them fleeing, telling them to get away from you in Jesus' name, having authority over them, binding them to get behind you. Folks, we're in boot camp right now. There's no time to waste. This is a spiritual thing. Yes, there is practical preparation. Yes, you need to have your supplies. But overall, you need to be spiritually strong. You need to be that soldier that God wants you to be. You need to lay aside those weights and the feeble-minded thoughts and get a hold of God and seek Him with all of your heart and with everything that you have inside you. Folks, reality is coming and bullets are not going to fight the spiritual attacks that are coming. Bullets cannot fight depression. Bullets cannot fight evil spirits. They cannot fight cloudy vexation. You can't shoot oppression with a bullet. There are cackling, torturous voices in the heads of many. You can't shoot those with a bullet. So what does one do in the natural? Nothing. There is nothing you can do in the natural. This is a spiritual thing, folks. And we need to take up our armor. And this is why we must address this whole matter with a biblical worldview and with spiritual lenses. I cannot say this enough, my friends. Evil is going to run rampant. And you need your spiritual weapons to be protected by them, to know when to flee. You need the spiritual weapons in the favor of God so that God can make you stealthy against those enemies, so that they will walk on by and not hurt your family. Today, there are so many that are enemies of God. Many hate God. They mock God. They hate Christians. And many have willingly chosen darkness. So please know this, my friends. The coming sequence of epic events is going to serve and secure the divine purpose. And as I said, everyone will be affected. You're either in the house of God as a residence, or you're in the camp of the world. Judgment begins in the house of God, my friend. So if you are experiencing pain right now, and you also love God, please know this. What is happening to you is serving to purge you. It is God's mercy that is working in your life right now. So please do not give up. And please realize that what God is doing is He's doing a cleansing in your life. He's lightening the load of burdens on your life. He's pruning you. And right now, some things may not make sense. Some of you may be seeing and experiencing financial catastrophe and economic catastrophe in your household. Things are scary. But my friend, I want to encourage you not to lose hope. As the judgment of God rolls over the land, there is a very, very high purpose in what He's doing. And each one of you are in His eyes. He has a plan for you. And I hope that you are in the house of God. I hope that you are counted among those who are His children and not in the camp of the wicked. Folks, Jesus is the gardener. He's the husbandman. And He prunes all of His so that they can grow and bear more fruit. And if you're a Christian, you've always heard that you should bear fruit. You've heard those sermons, bear fruit. And you've prayed to God that you want to bear fruit. And the only way that that's going to happen for you is to be pruned. He takes out His shears and He prunes those that He loves. So that's what's going on, my friend. You're being pruned right now. Judgment is in play right now. It's in progress among God's people. And right now, God is exposing the frauds and the heretics and the charlatans and the wolves out there. And as we are seeing God judge His house, we are also seeing this judgment translate into what we are presently witnessing over the land of America. And that is this. The land is now being shaken. And my friends, please know this. This present crisis is going to shake this nation to its very foundation. Well, wow, Nathan, thanks a lot for that gloomy news. Do you have any good news? Well, guess what, folks? This is good news, what I'm telling you. I just mentioned that this event was going to affect two camps. And here's the good news. If you are in the first camp, His church, the coming shaking is for purging. It's for purifying. It's for your own good. And by default, if it is for your own good, then that is good news, right? Well, Nathan, if that's the good news, what's the bad news? Well, here's the bad news, my friend. If you're not in the group that is the children of God, then the coming shaking will be for the destruction of the wicked. God is going to punish this world for its evil. So let's talk about this part. The punishment of the world for evil. And if you happen to be an atheist or an agnostic or a pagan or a Luciferian, if your hope is in Eastern religion or into the New Age or any other worshiper of the dark arts, you have a short chance to turn to God, to find His mercy and His forgiveness. But after that time expires, you're on your own. Because your unbelief will not nullify His judgment. And your denial of the God above will not erase the reality of His strong arm. God is real and He is shaking this earth. And my friends, I do realize that while the darkness is over the land, it can get very gloomy and it can become hopeless. It can feel hopeless. And I know that the spirit of Antichrist is out there. But folks, those that are enemies of God are sons of perdition. That means that they are children of destruction. So, for those of you that are enemies of God and you are in the list I just mentioned, let me paint a picture of the future of the enemy of God. One day it shall arrive, the day of the Lord. And as that day arrives, we are going to see plagues strike the enemies of God. We're going to see the enemies of God with boils all over them. And if you're an enemy of God, the time will arrive where you will have these boils all over you. And great pain will gnaw at you. And you will be scraping, oozing pus from your boils and your sores. And while doing this, you will likely be cursing God. But it will not be His fault or my fault when this happens to you. My unbelieving and doubting friend, it will be your fault. And get this, while this is happening, no one will be able to help you. That's the thing about judgment from the Almighty. When it begins, nothing will stop it. Sure, repentance could stop it, but America is not repenting. I know that there were a few 40-day vigils that we heard about, but that was not the entire country of America. That was a few individuals. And every person needs to find mercy on an individual basis. So the people that participated in those 40-day vigils and those that are on board with repentance and fasting are going to find the mercy of God. But it's going to be individual mercy. You know, folks, I know that there are many that may say, you know, Nathan, I know that you keep saying this judgment thing over and over. That's what you talk about. Constantly, it's judgment. Well, Nathan, I have a hard time with that because I can read the newspaper and I can see the bankers that are actually making this crash happen. And I can read about the leaders of the Fed and the IMF and all the fiscal policy of the administration. And it's their fault, in my opinion. It's not judgment. It's bad men doing this. And you know, folks, that's true. It is bad men doing this. But as I have stated in many of my previous programs, these men are marionettes and they are operating under the sovereignty of God. And they're being used as pawns, as vessels of dishonor to bring this judgment about. I know that it's October, and I know that the election is coming very soon. And as the election grows closer, folks, we've been through this so many times before. The commercials will start playing on TV and on the radio for the candidates. And these commercials and these campaigns are going to talk about how it's the other guy's fault. And if you pick me, I'm going to solve your problem. I know that many people are going to assemble and rally and have their assemblies to kick out the opposition, those Democrats. And folks, I agree with you. The Democrats in office have already shown that they are self-serving, or the lobbyists are in their pockets. And they have already proven themselves. They've proven to be a joke. They've proven that they're liberal and flaky and evil. They've proven that the left is corrupt. And they have proven to be a no-show with a remedy. And Obama is getting to the halfway point of his term. And essentially, he has not shown up either. He's striking out. He's anemic. And his allegiance to fascism and socialism is now written in the halls of congressional laws and in mandates. And the chains that he paraded so boldly is a drink of Kool-Aid laced with social Darwinism and Islam. But aside from the left, and aside from them, folks, let's talk about the right now, the other side of the aisle, the Republicans. I find it very amazing that Republicans are gaining solidarity with one another, and they are growing with a tide of opposition to the left. And it looks like they're going to vote out a lot of Democrats. It looks like Republicans are going to take the Congress back. And it also looks like this, folks. Many of the conservative voters in the coming election seem to be mired in dementia. They seem to have a short memory. Because it was only 2 years ago when we had another president from another party who turned America into a police state. And while Mr. Bush did it, the same evangelicals that are rah-rahing and rallying today were ignoring what he was doing back then. In fact, some of them even rah-rahed him and rallied behind him while he passed all those laws. And the directives that Obama is going to use to chain us up were not written by Obama. They were written by Bush just a few years ago, folks. Remember that? Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the John Warner Defense Authorization Acts, the Military Commission Act, the enactment of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is essentially the North American Union. This was done by Bush in 05. Bush signed Directive 51, remember that? Again, thank you, Mr. George Bush. And while Mr. Bush did this, where were the Tea Party type rallies that were against it? Where were they, I ask? For those of you that are part of the Tea Party, do you remember when this happened? Did it bother you back then? And now we have the Republicans rallying. And for what? Because some Republicans made a pledge? They made some promises? Well, where were they 2 years ago? I'll tell you where they were. They were voting for all of those fascist laws that Bush brought to the table. Folks, there's no difference between the left and the right. It's all political, poetic symbolism. It's just rhetoric. Am I telling you not to vote? No. I'm just telling you that the Republicans are not going to solve this problem because many of them were proven to be part of the problem. The neocons, with their neocon tactics and neocon foreign policy. My friends, the problem with this nation is a spiritual problem. And that's why I was mentioning that at the beginning of this program. It's a spiritual problem, and unfortunately, it's already a spiritual indictment. The clouds are gathering, folks. The election's just a few weeks away. And are we going to have an October surprise? You know, if you read the national news, the rhetoric is growing stronger and stronger to place all of the blame on China. Have you noticed that, folks? China is turning into the evil boogeyman. And I can already see that some of those that are campaigning are going to put the blame on China in their campaign speeches or in their commercials. They're going to say, I'll vote for jobs to be saved here in America. I'll vote that companies that offshore will be punished with taxes. I can see that already, folks. But here's where that rhetoric is a joke. There are no more factories here. The factories are gone. And just because a candidate places it on his commercial does not mean it's going to change. The Republicans knew about the trade imbalance for years with the Chinese, just like the Democrats have. And they did nothing about it. In fact, I remember way back when Ross Perot was running in the 80s. Remember what he said? We're going to see a giant sucking sound of jobs with NAFTA. You remember that, folks? Looks like he was right, wasn't he? So this has been going on for a long time. But while candidates are griping about China, and while new laws are being passed, which one just was last week, it's called the China Bill. It passed the House of Representatives with support on both sides of the aisle. And the bill basically was complaining that China manipulates their currency, so shame on you, China, for manipulating your currency, says Uncle Sam. And how hypocritical is that? The Federal Reserve manipulates the dollar. The Federal Reserve buys treasury bills. The Federal Reserve is buying mortgage-backed securities. The Federal Reserve buys toxic assets. The United States also manipulates their currency, but they're pointing their fingers at China. But unfortunately, most people, they're going to believe the TV news reports on how it's China's fault and not their representatives' fault. So folks, prepare to watch the propaganda machine. The propaganda machine is going to say that the recovery is here, or these candidates, these politicians will say the recovery is here and I will sustain it. If you vote for me, I'll keep the recovery going. I'll bring the jobs back. It's all lies, my friends. And that's why we bring the show to you, to tell you the truth, so that the world can hear reality. And so that the world can hear what's really going on. The great bailout that they enacted a few years ago that was a band-aid for the economy, they're now talking that they're going to do a phase two. They're calling it quantitative easing, another bailout. And in so doing, it's going to continue the crashing of the dollar and the depreciation of the dollar and the collapse of the dollar. That thing is coming, my friends. There are so many dominoes that can become trigger points to knock down all the other ones. Folks, we are in very, very volatile times right now, in very volatile waters. So again, I cannot say it enough, folks. Please continue the preparation efforts that you have been doing. Don't give up. Please keep working on your to-do list. Now, we are reaching the halfway mark, and after the break, I want to talk about some serious things that are going to be coming. So folks, stay tuned, and I'll see you in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
right now. We're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. And give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system, and it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact, and that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. And real quick, I want to say thanks to the sponsor of this program, Steve St. Clair of InnerHealth Botanicals. InnerHealth is a good source of energy foods, superfoods, immune boosters. And folks, I'm not just making that up. Last week, our family was battling a late season cold, and we probably got it at Walmart when we were in there because every other person we walked past had the sniffles and was coughing and sneezing. And then before we knew it, a few days went by, and I started getting the symptoms, and so did my family. Well, InnerHealth has a throat spray that you can spray in your throat if you're fighting those symptoms, and I did. I sprayed it in my throat, and I was amazed. In 2 days, my body turned around, and it felt better. I actually felt stronger, and I was able to do last Friday's program, so the cold was not able to take over and hinder the show. So go to their website and check out what they have. Their website is survivetothrive.net. That's S-U-R-V-I-V-E, the number 2, T-H-R-I-V-E.net. Or you can call them at 866-762-9238. Now back to the topic of America. In the book of Romans chapter 1, it says, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, because these men suppress the truth in unrighteousness, and they make excuses for not knowing God. And these dark souls that are populated across the entire earth are mired in the lust of the flesh." And Romans 1 talks about that. Folks, have you noticed that America has become the land of the body? It has become the empire of outer garments. It's so easy to see. Just scan the channels on your TV set. And what's the theme? The theme is the human body. Wrinkle cream. Stop aging, fake hair, spray on hair, reshape your abs, reshape your calves, reshape your stomach, your legs, your chest, etc. Become a sculpture. Why? So that people can look at you, so that others will admire you and lust after you. Buy these pills so that you can fornicate. Tattoo yourself, paint yourself, show off yourself. So much merchandise, my friends. The checkout at most grocers have magazines to show you how to fix, polish, peel, renew, and resurface your face and your body. Or how to accessorize them. Or how others are accessorizing their body. There's other magazines that have ridiculous stories on how successful the Hollywood royalty is at doing this. So copy them, emulate them, dress like them, talk like them, be a whore like them, and party like them. And since the world believes that they came from apes, we see the result of this way of thinking. The world says that we live in a man-made jungle, and the jungle prevails. So as a result, we live in a monkey-see, monkey-do world. Folks, the world's acting like a bunch of monkeys. The Hollywood gorillas are doing their circus act, and most of those following them are part of the group of chimpanzees. Nathan, are you calling me a monkey? Well, since I do not believe in evolution, no, I'm not. But I am saying that this world places too much focus on the outside, folks, and almost no focus on the inside. And you know, my friends, it is possible to apply too much paint to the face and too many accessories to the body. Because if you do that, you're going to end up looking like a clown. And who wants to look like a clown? Clowns cause nightmares, and they scare small children. And I want no part of that. But the focus is on the outside. The focus is on the body. The focus is on the flesh. And that's what Romans was talking about. For the lie, they worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. It's all about sex in today's America. And also, unfortunately, with the spirit of Antichrist across the land, ravaging the land, and hovering over people's minds because they have reprobate dark minds, there's the spirit of Antichrist across the land. A few days ago, I had a phone call from a friend of mine who lives in Loveland, Colorado, and he told me about an art museum down there that was displaying the works of an artist who created artwork, which is not artwork, that showed Jesus as a transsexual in horrible, disgusting poses. So my friend told me that he went down there and he stood in front of the museum with his wife and showed his disdain for it. He told me he stood out there with a sign about how disgusting it was, and I asked him how many people showed up, and he said 30 or 40 people. And then he told me that cars would drive by him, and every other car would shout obscenities to him, and they would shout angry words to him. They would cuss at him, mock him, scoff him, and not just him, but the group that was protesting. And I asked him, how did it make you feel when they were doing this? And he said, it made me sad, but I don't know what else I can do. What do you do about this? And you know, folks, this shows just how decadent America has come, because the average person has no regard for their creator God. The average person has no reverence for their creator God. The average person does not fear God. They don't believe in God. But the thing that's really, really disturbing and amazing is that even though they don't believe in God, they find a need to mock Christians who love their God. They feel that they really have a need to blaspheme God and ridicule Him. Now, why is that? Why is that, folks? Again, it's because this world loves and serves the creature more than the Creator. It's because their hearts are dark and deluded. And as I said before the break, right now God is going to judge the church first. The house of God gets judged first, but that judgment is a judgment of mercy. And if you are a child of God, you are going to experience pruning, purging, possibly some discipline and chastisement, but this is an act of mercy by God to cleanse you and make you white, to take the wrinkles out of your garments so that you can be ready and prepared to meet Him. But the world, on the other hand, the world that would mock God and the world that would display these images of Jesus in blasphemous art, these people are enemies of God. And God is going to punish this world. God is going to punish the wicked. And when God does it, He's not going to hold back. It says in His words that He is going to consume the wicked ones. And they are going to be burned up where they stand. And that the righteous will walk over their ashes. And that they will be no more. And folks, today, the sound of the trumpet has been set upon the watchman's lips. And that trumpet is sounding. The trumpet is announcing. It is speaking to those that will listen. And what is it saying? It's saying that a sound is coming. A sound is approaching. An hour of visitation has been marked on the calendar of God. And the sound of its arrival will be sudden. It will arrive as a horn that screams in the night. It will arrive with a jolt, and the land will shudder and shake. The people will watch in amazement, and it will touch every man, but at the same time, it will be a sight that no man can touch. The hour awaits. This hour approaches. The hour of visitation. The hour of tears. Many tears. And I ask this question, my friends. Are you ready to be moved at the heart and of the Spirit? Are you tired of being settled? My friend, don't be asleep. It is time to awaken, my friends. It is time to realize that the charted waters of confidence will drain into the bowels of the earth. And they're going to be replaced with uncharted waters. The future of America is going to be on uncharted waters. Blasting a foghorn that says, can anybody find me? And can anybody give us direction? But they're not going to find it. America's dollar is going to be sandblasted. And unfortunately, paper is not sandblast proof or fireproof. Up in smoke, the dollar is going to go. And for the person that says, I'm strong, I'm rich, I can resist this. You think so, my friend? Is the currency in your pocket from the planet Krypton? I knew that Superman's cape was supposedly fireproof, but that's only in comic books. America's situation is not just a cartoon. It is real. And here is what else is real. In a few years, when American children want to play, it will not be with video games. You know why? Because it's hard to plug in an Xbox when you're a refugee. Perhaps we'll see a return to stickball or kick the can. But things are going to change, my friends. Welcome to Haiti, America, your third world destination. Already in Detroit, Michigan, it looks like Mad Max. And why is this? Again, because the church is flaky. The sounds of distress will be heard throughout the land, my friends. Sounds of agony will be heard. Sounds that most people never thought they would hear. Sounds that most individuals only heard in movies or in nightmares. These sounds are now surrounding us, and people are listening to these sounds. Sounds of deception, deceptive voices, deceptive entertainers with their music and their movies, deceptive reports in the lying media, deceptive messages from the propaganda machine, fabricating reality and rewriting history. Unfortunately, most people receive the sounds of deception and they love it, but they ignore the true sound of the Spirit, the voice of God. They deny Him and they ignore the voice of the messengers. The voices of those crying out, my friends, please hear and know this. The cries of God's messengers are not in vain. And what are those cries? Prepare your hearts now to hear the sounds of judgment. A sound of heartache as the enemies of God discover that He is real. There are going to be sounds of cries. Sounds of desperation. Sounds wailing with shattered lives. In many of my previous messages, I have said over and over that Lamentations is coming to America. Those of you that are not familiar with what I'm talking about, go to my website at watchmanscry.com and listen to message number 140 in the audio link, and that will explain all of it. The Holy Spirit of God revealed over a year ago that the dollar was going to collapse in America, that the dollar would be abandoned, that we would witness currency extinction on the dollar. And that many people would languish as this event unfolded. Right now, we're right on schedule for that happening. And as this thing unfolds, the Holy Spirit also said this, America is going to resemble the turmoil that Israel witnessed in the Book of Lamentations when they were invaded and overcome. Conclusion? This is what it means, folks. It means that there are going to be many tears visit the land of America. In future days, Israel saw it arrive after years and years of pleading by Jeremiah the prophet. And after they mocked and ridiculed him, after they made sport of him, after they talked about him in their taverns, after they talked about him in their temples and in their churches, after they said, that old man is crazy. He's nuts. God loves us. Why would He let that happen to us? And that story is now recorded. It's a part of biblical history. And it also tells us what the conclusion was. Israel did get invaded. Israel did have tears. Israel saw the judgment of God. Israel saw the agonies that Jeremiah tried to warn them against. But it was too late for them, and most of them perished. They did not repent. And that's how it is today. The watchmen of God, the messengers of God have been crying out that judgment is coming to this land. And many reject this message. I know this to be true, my friends. I have tried to share this message everywhere I can. And I have seen the warning message displayed on Christian forums, only to be met with mocking and scoffing. I have seen the warning message displayed also on regular secular websites, only to be met by jeerers, with those that jeer and hate God, by those who would mock God. But you know what, folks? Those that would mock God, those that are haters of God, are not going to be laughing for much longer. Our God is serious this very day, and repentance is serious business. And all of you listening need to get on God's good terms. Put away your excuses, and let me tell you why. As Lamentations arrives in America, it's not going to just be a burp or a bump in the road. My friends, it's going to be terrifying.
Well, Nathan, are you making this up?
I'm not making this up. This thing is indeed real. And there's another event that is coming. And when it arrives, it's going to be huge. And it's going to cause a chain reaction of hardcore, epic, history-shattering events that will shake this planet. And they are headed straight for us as you listen to this message. Lamentations is coming. And as this happens, you will not need to log into the internet to see stories about it or to hear about them. No, 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 my friend. Because the sounds, folks, the sounds of Lamentations will be heard by all the ears of the people. They will be heard in the night by all of the people. When Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go," and God sent plague after plague to Egypt. In Exodus chapter 9, it says that after the 9 plagues occurred to Pharaoh, God told Moses, "Moses, one more plague is coming. And after this one, the people are going to be set free." And here's something interesting about what God said. The scriptures tell us that God told him, "After midnight, I will go out into the midst of Egypt and kill all the firstborn." My friends, when God shows up in judgment, what are you going to do? Are you going to protest and fight him? Are you going to cry foul? No. God is the creator of this universe. He hung the earth on nothing. God can melt the mountains just by looking at them. The mountains melt like wax in the presence of God. And he could place his finger into the Pacific Ocean and it would become steam. The foundations of the earth tremble in the presence of God. God is mighty, my friends. In Exodus 11, it goes on to say, "Then God said," God told Moses, "Moses, after they start dying, there is going to be a great cry throughout all of the land of Egypt. And this cry is going to be such as there has never been cries like this before, Moses, what you are going to hear this night. The cries that are going to be sounded on this night will be unlike any ever heard before in the land of Egypt, and nor shall they ever be like this again." So, you know the story. The firstborn children were all killed, and all the mothers and the fathers and the relatives and the friends started to wail in the night. Cries of grief. Cries of horror, cries of pain, it overwhelmed them. And God said, "It will not sound like that again, not in Egypt." But he never said that people would not cry again, because in Lamentations, people saw the invaders come, and they also cried. Jeremiah also cried. The toughest among them no longer stood. The siege was overwhelming. And in Lamentations 2:17, it says, "The Lord has done what he purposed. He has fulfilled his word." So in spite of their unbelief, God still showed up. In spite of the false words from the happy prophets, God still showed up. In spite of the lies from the priests who said, "Peace, peace," who said, "God wouldn't do this to us." Folks, God still showed up. And even though they said Jeremiah was wrong, even though they said all will be well, even though they said, God just wants to bless you, even though they said judgment has been stayed, God still showed up. And today the same thing is actually occurring. There are members of false prophet groups out there, the Todd Bentley crowd, the Kingdom Now Dominionist crowd, who say the kingdom of God needs to be brought to the earth through the dictates and proclamations of man. I've seen some of those prophecies that they're now saying. And they're saying that God has given America a stay of execution. Folks, those are lies. Those prophets are liars. This judgment has been set. It is sure. America's not repenting. And we already see it arriving. The waters are already poisoned in the Gulf of Mexico. People are already dying in the Gulf of Mexico. Famine has already reached the shores of the Gulf of Mexico. And we have the housing crisis. We have the commercial banking crisis. We have the currency crisis. We have the trade imbalance crisis. We have the unemployment crisis. We have cities, municipalities, states, federal government employees being laid off from lack of funds. This judgment is occurring now. California has a 9-year inventory of houses. Detroit is a ghost town. Detroit is now a third world city. God has proposed to judge America and this world. And as He does, there are going to be sounds at the midnight hour. There are going to be soulful mourns. There are going to be wails. People wailing with regret. There are going to be people wailing with screams of pain. There are going to be people wailing in agony. Over a year ago, I shared a message to all parents. Those of you that haven't heard it, the Holy Spirit of God told me to warn all parents that an event is coming and it's going to be so bad that children and parents would be separated. So every parent needs to be praying to not be separated from their children. And every parent needs to be praying for Psalms 91 to be over their children, for God's protection, for God's mercy and repentance. Folks, this thing is serious and this thing is real. And you do not want to be one of those that are wailing. You do not want to be those that are crying out, where's my baby? And you do not want to be one of those that are crying with remorse and grief. You do not want to be those crying out when the sound of shocanal and destruction hits your ears. My friends, there is going to be an arrival. And with that arrival of catastrophic judgments, there is also going to be an aftermath. That aftermath is going to have a wake, dragging the participants, dragging carcasses of the unrepentant, dragging the bodies of those who are hard-hearted. God's judgment is not a toy to make light of. God's judgment will make sludge out of His enemies. It's going to be worldwide. So I ask you now an honest question. What are you going to do? How serious are you going to take this warning that you're listening to right now? And to the compromised one who doubts these words, I ask you, when the foundations begin to shake, how long do you think you're going to last? You think your muscles and your looks will save you? You think your riches will save you? And if you happen to be famous, if you happen to be a Hollywood star or a famous musician listening to this right now, I have a message for you, my friend. Everything that I'm talking about also applies to you. Your SAG card is not going to save you. My friends, no one is immune from this. Folks, Jesus is the King of Kings. That means that all the nations are His footstool. A king cannot withstand the judgment of God. And He's going to set things straight. Folks, your homework after this message is to seek Jesus in repentance. Make things right. There are too many people who have not decided, mired with a lack of discernment. There are too many people that want someone to blame. Too many people are saying, whose fault is it? Is it Obama's fault? Is it the Democrats' fault, the Republicans? Blaming it on politics. Folks, it's everybody's fault. And do not let those politics mire your judgment to repent. Don't let politics stop you, folks, from seeking God. Because, folks, when a person makes excuses, they ignore the real solution, the real remedy. And what's that? Looking on the inside. Self-examination. A life change back to God. So, my friends, I end with this. Do not be confused with indecision. Do not be confused with excuses. It is time to come to the remedy. And that remedy is restoration with the God of heaven.
The remedy is to decide to do it. So folks, decide to forsake your carnal desires. You need to decide to say no to the things of the flesh and say yes to the voice of the Spirit that is speaking to your heart right now. You need to decide to be responsible. Decide to do the right thing. Decide to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I know that there are lying voices out there that sugarcoat the gospel. And if some of you are listening to this and you're saying, what you're proposing, Nathan, is too die hard. I go to church. God loves me. I hear the message that everything's okay. God is a God of grace. He wouldn't do what you're saying. And you know what, my friend? I know that those messages are out there, but those are twisting of the scriptures. The biggest church in America has that false, sugar-coated, watered-down message. The biggest church in America, located in Houston, Texas, tells you every Sunday that you're a champion. But my Bible does not say that. And if you're shacked up, you're not a champion. If you are immersed in homosexuality, you're not a champion. And if you're addicted to porn, sorry, you're not a champion. If you're having affairs and you have a life full of indiscretions, again, my listening friend, you're not victorious. I could go on and on. If your life is full of carnality, pride, selfishness, greed, a lust for materialism, and other fleshly fruit, you are not only not a champion, but you are in captivity and in bondage, and you need to repent and be set free. I've had people email me and say, Nathan, you don't show love in your sermons. You're just mean. My friends, telling the truth is not a lack of love. Telling the truth is not being mean. Because if that was true, what is love then? Love does not ignore a drowning man or a person sinking in quicksand. Love is not silent when one's about to step into a pit. Love does not ignore the predicament if someone has cancer. And today, many of you listening are tolerated sinful cancer, folks. And if this is you, not only are you not a champion, but there's a possibility that you're headed down the wrong road. And you want to hear a statement of love? You want to hear one, folks? In your present spiritual condition, some of you are going to split hell wide open. How's that for love? Folks, that is truth. And many of the priests that pretend out there will not tell you this truth. But I sit here today to all of you sharing this truth. And I ask you, folks, for all of you listening, there are thousands and thousands of people listening right now. And in all of those people listening, there are also thousands of people that need to do business with God and to seek God and to clean up their lives. Folks, the clock is ticking. As this judgment train continues to arrive, the events are going to get worse and worse progressively. And you need to be on the right side of God's mercy. Well, it looks like I'm running out of time. If you want more information about the things that I'm sharing, go to my website at watchmanscry.com. I have many messages there. I have many articles. And these messages will warn you, will comfort you, will challenge you. And I ask you to please share them with everyone that you know, folks. Share these messages right now. The clock is ticking. We're on the final quarter of the game. So, folks, let's get busy. Have a good weekend. Don't forget to listen to my program on Tuesdays on the same network, 6 o'clock Central Time. God bless you, folks. We'll see you next time.